You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real
KSGF.
Debate. You do real debate. This is our fake debate.
What?
I don't know.
Well, okay. So you may know this. In some European cities, you have to pay to use public rooms.
I've experienced this.
Me too, yes. In England. So the idea is that the fee is to cover the cost of operating the washrooms, like water, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, labor, that sort of thing. Do you guys think we should implement this in the U.S.? Like, do you think we should start? No, listen. Wait, was that it?
Done.
No, listen. Should we start making people pay to go to the bathroom, like at Sequoia Park or something? You know what I mean?
Well, we should do what they do in St. Louis, and that is a bathroom attendant.
Do you pay them?
If you don't, they look at you very evilly, like they might stab you.
All right, but maybe should we start doing this here in Springfield, charging to pay for public restrooms?
Well, I will take the stance that we should.
Okay.
that you should have to pay to use public restrooms.
Okay.
All right, and then you can take the other angle.
Okay.
How dare you not want to dig in your pocket and put some money towards a really good cause, and that is clean public restrooms. Have you ever been in a restroom where it looks like something exploded, like it was the Vietnam War? Have you ever been in there going, I don't think I want to use the restroom in this public place? Well, let me tell you something. If you were paying for it, I guarantee it wouldn't have the same results. You would go in there and go, oh, I have to pay for this to use the restroom. It's a very nice restroom, and my money is going for the upkeep to this restroom. So dig deep in your pockets, maybe get some of that tax money that you're about to get back and put it in the restrooms. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sound like a politician.
All right, so wait, I'm against it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, it's a natural bodily function. Oh, is this called the slippery slope? Next thing you know, I'm going to be charged to breathe air. Next thing you know, I'm going to be charged to blow my nose. Oh, I got to breastfeed my hungry baby. Natural bodily function. You're going to charge me for that as well? I don't think so. Anything that is a natural bodily function, I should not be charged to do. Secondly, we know how this is going to work. Law-abiding citizens will pay their amount, while other people who aren't law-abiding citizens are just going to poop in front of the public restroom. So in an effort to fund upkeep, you're actually going to make things worse because I'm going to have to step around human feces to go pay my 50 cents to drop the kids off at the pool.
Oh my gosh.
And thirdly, it's discriminatory. Have you ever heard of people that have urinary issues to where they have to pee quite frequently, more frequently than most people you see it on TV? Even they can't even sleep. They have to wake up 3 or 4 times a night to go to the bathroom. What about those people? It disproportionately affects those individuals economically to say they have to be charged every time they go to the bathroom. So there must be some anti-discrimination disability law that this would violate anyhow.
You seem to know a lot about
I've thought a lot about
urinary infections.
Hi, I have another UTI. It's my 8th this month. Cranberry juice won't just cut it.
My wife got so tired of me screaming while I peed, we invented this new formula.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.